Picture this, July 15th, 2022, walking down the coastline as you are just marveling at God's creation, as you watch the waves just crash against the shoreline, and you just think, oh my gosh, how magnificent you are, God, that you control the waves, that you can tell the sea when to stop and when to pull back. You stop, you take a seat to take it all in, and you realize you dropped your gum wrapper. Do you pick it up? Or do you leave it? Nobody saw you. Hi, Coco McDowell here, Director of Life Group Operations. And today I want to talk about integrity. Proverbs 10:9 tells us, "He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts the ways will become known." Integrity is doing things the right way, even when no one else is listening or watching. So what do? Another scenario. You go to the store, your favorite store, wherever that may be. You pay with cash. You end up getting $20 in change back that does not belong to you. You sit in your car, you realize, you look at your receipt, and you're like, ooh, I got 20 extra dollars. Thank you, Lord, because you know I needed that $20. Or do you get out of your car and you go back to the cashier and say, I'm sorry, you gave me too much change? Integrity. Integrity is being reliable. It's being consistent. It's doing the right thing even when no one else is listening. But integrity also refers to a building or a foundation, you see. So when building a building, I'm not an architect, but when you build a building, it's so important for you to make sure that that foundation is secure. Because as life happens and holes start to penetrate your life, you have to figure out, how do I negotiate that? Do I live a life of integrity where I'm consistent, where I know that my morals, my values, my biblical stance, my spiritual relationship with Christ, that everything I'm doing is driven on that, the foundation that's solid? Or do you play a game of chance like Jenga, and instead of realizing which pieces you can move, you start chipping away from that foundation that holds you and keeps you? See, this represents me. And in my life, in my early 20s, I realized that I wanted Christ to be the center of my life and all that I did. And integrity was very important to me. So by the grace of God and deliverance, forgiveness, repentance, not in that order, I was able to fill some of the holes that I had to deal with and that I may have caused. And the integrity of my life has changed so that I had a solid, firm foundation. Doesn't mean I'm perfect by any means, but I strive to have the foundation I need to live a life that is pleasing to Christ. So what's your integrity look like? I have a saying that reminds me of this every day that lives in my house. And it says, living life. Life is not a race, but indeed a journey. Be honest, work hard, be choosy. Say thank you, I love you, and great job to someone each day. Go to church, take time for prayer. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Let your handshake mean more than pen and paper. Love your life and what you've been given. It's not accidental. Search for your purpose and do it as best you can. Dreaming does matter. It allows you to become that which you aspire to be. Laugh often. Appreciate the little things in life and enjoy them. Some of the best things really are free. Don't worry, less wrinkles are becoming. Forgive, it frees the soul. Take time for yourself. Plan for longevity. Recognize the special people you've been blessed to know. Live for today. Enjoy the moment. This teaches me that integrity is a lifelong process. It's in everything I do. It is who I am. I am consistent. If you see me at church, at home, at work, I'm consistent. Are you? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 27, the righteous who walk in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. Psalms 25, 21, my integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Dosers, I challenge you, examine yourself. Do an integrity check. Have a good one.